We're going to move slightly north, but not too much, to the Big Easy, where our next storyteller, Joel Johnson, hails from. Joel is a loving family man with a wife and two lively daughters who keep him young, an artistic soul in a tech world. He writes prose and poetry for fun, as well as creates computer applications at work and in his spare time. He loves adrenaline rushes like amusement parks and zip lining, too. Let's welcome back second-time storyteller Joel Johnson.
Again. Life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again.
When you're paying for the roof over your head, you can come and go as often as you want. While you're here in my house, blah, 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 blah. I know many of you have flashbacks to your mothers. That was mine back in the early 90s. I went to school and stayed home in college. So while I was in college, I stayed home and I wanted to go out with my friends and hang out. And I kept butting heads with my mom because she kept saying stuff like that. So the day came when I was going to have to pay for the roof over my head. And I could not wait. But first, I had to get from where I was in Louisiana, in New Orleans, to Illinois, where that roof was. Now, I have an active imagination. It will play throughout this whole story. My mom and my dad said goodbye to me, you know, see you later. We'll see you around the holidays when you move, you know, and you come back. And so we loaded up the Ryder truck and I got in the truck. I was going to drive by myself. And my family went on a lot of road trips. So I was used to being on the road with my family. But I was never on a road trip, or maybe once, alone by myself. And me alone with my active imagination was a very challenging experience, let me tell you. First, I made it out of Louisiana. Got on I-55, I was cruising. And then I got into Mississippi. Now, I am an African American in Mississippi by myself in a big truck. And if you've ever heard of the phrase, southern trees have strange roots, strange leaves and roots, it's basically that they did a lot of things to minorities in Mississippi. So I was a little nervous when I was driving in Mississippi trying to get through it. And I was talking to somebody else about these trucks. The Ryder trucks and things like that, we agreed that they might have governors on them. So while I'm just trying to press down and get through this state, this truck is not cooperating. But I get into a rhythm. And so I get through Mississippi, I get to Jackson, which is a city in Mississippi. And then I get to Memphis, and I'm getting into the rhythm, and I'm like, okay, the way stations, I don't have to stop there. That was one thing I had to worry about because the truck, you know, was the largest thing I ever drove in my life. And this was around the time when OJ did his thing on the interstate in California. So I was quite worried if I passed too many way stations that I was going to have a squad of police cars behind me trying to catch me. But I realized after a while that was okay. So I make it into Memphis, and I get gas, and I'm fine. And then I go, and I make it through Arkansas. The one thing I didn't tell you was that I left kind of late in the day in Louisiana. And this is the first time I've been on this trek, been on this part, on 55 in driving. So I didn't know exactly what to expect. So when I get somewhere around Missouri, is starting to get dark, and I'm like, okay. This is back in the early 90s. You don't have GPS. You have maps. You don't have a cell phone. You just have prayers. because, you know, if you get into trouble, you just hope. And so I get into Missouri, and I realized that the pace that I was going on and the things that I was trying to recognize as I was making my way through, there's no big cities between St. Louis and Memphis. And so that rhythm that I had, it was like, okay, I'm in a big city. After 2 hours, I'm good. It's getting dark. And the highway is starting to roll because Missouri is getting a little mountainous. And the lights in the background are starting to wink in and out because we're going up and down hills in this big truck, and it's dark, and I'm about to break the steering wheel because I am quite nervous about this trip. I don't have a phone, of course, it's the early 90s. I don't have GPS, I don't know where I am. And even a throw roll sign gets me nervous. I'm like, this is just not right. But finally, the lights of St. Louis start to twinkle in the distance, and I finally get there, and I'm so happy that I'm in St. Louis. I finally get to a place where the on ramps have bridges. It's not just a small town. And so I park my truck in St. Louis in a hotel that my mom found for me. I call home, I tell her I'm all right, and I just pray that the truck will be all right because I don't think I have a lock on the back of the truck. I'm like, please let my stuff be there. For me, it's treasure, but I'm sure if anybody opened up the truck, they'd be like, this is for a college kid. This is nothing. This stuff is junk. But so I finally make it into Bloomington the next day. I turn in the truck, and I'm like, I'm done with driving. I don't want to drive anymore. Well, I had arranged when I got to Bloomington to carpool with a gentleman who was in my training class. So we did this for a couple of months until one day he said, I am not taking you to the grocery. You didn't tell me when this morning when we were going to take you to the grocery. I'm not doing it. I'm going home. And I'm thinking in my apartment, I'm hearing in my head, when you get your own roof, when you're paying for your own roof, you could go to the grocery as much as you want. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. I'm by myself. I'm independent. I'm paying for the roof over my head, and I still can't go to the grocery. So I go run out that weekend because I figure I'm going to have this job for a while. I run out that weekend, and I go, and I finally buy a car. I'm like, I'm driving in Illinois. And so the Monday comes with the car, and I'm driving to work, and I get to Hershey and Eastland. I remember it well. It had just snowed. And I'm a Southern boy. I didn't want to drive when I first got here, but I was like, I got to do it now. And so I have my car, and I turn off of Hershey onto Eastland, trying to go to the place where I work. And it had just snowed, so there was a car in the turning lane, and I turned put a little too much gas, too much pedal, and the car starts to veer right over, slide right over into the turning lane, and I'm like, oh no, no. And I straighten out finally, and I realize that this is welcome to Illinois. This is Illinois driving. Thank you.